I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our monthly video, our monthly fresh start video for May of 2022, where we're talking about avoiding all extremes. Avoiding all extremes. There's a passage of scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, where Solomon, King Solomon, says that the person who fears God will avoid all extremes. And I believe this is going to be something we're asking for God's help with this month, as we get this month of May off to hopefully a great start. Asking for his help to keep us balanced and consistent and avoiding all the extremes. Because what happens is when we get into extremes, we get into extreme on one side, it causes usually a rebound effect where it kicks us over to the other side. And we're on this yo-yo back and forth. And we were asking for God's help to just stay moving ahead, forward, kind of on the straight and narrow path that leads to life. But let's go through some exercises first to hopefully get us off to a good start for this month of May. So the first one, let's just take a moment to reflect back over the last month. And if you need to pause the video to kind of write some things down as we go through this, feel free to do that. So our first one is, what were your wins from the last month? What are the good things that happened? What are the wins? What are the answers to prayer that you saw over the last month? All the ways that you saw God showing up over the last month. Like I said, just take a minute to think back over those. You can make a bullet point list of those things. And then let's think back. What did you learn over the last month? What were your main learning lessons or the directions you feel like God was having you take? New things that you're learning, new things that you're growing in over the last month. And then what adjustments need to be made? Are there any areas of life where we need to make some adjustments? And just bringing those areas to God. We're going to be believing as we take communion over this month today, just asking for God's help in those areas. Any areas that need to be turned around, we will be bringing to him, asking for his help to turn those areas around. And then let's take a look at the fruit. Again, if you need to take some time to pause the video to kind of look through these areas, feel free to do so. So it's looking at what is the fruit that we're seeing in our lives. And remember, sometimes in our journey with God, well, every time on our journey with God, when we first get started with him, he plants that seed on the inside of our hearts. We've got this treasure in our heart, but that seed's got to grow down. It's got to develop some root system first, and then we start seeing the fruit above first. So if you're experiencing this, you may experience this coming from the inside out, but spiritually, we're experiencing these beautiful solutions that just transform our lives. We're resting in our soul and we're trusting that God is going to be bringing these beautiful solutions into our lives to make us great so that the effect is, it creates this domino effect where we make other people great as well. That's the path that he's trying to take us on, I believe, in our soul. We're resting in our soul. We're experiencing growth in our positive emotions, things like faith and peace and joy and courage and trust. We're growing in these positive emotions like security and control. And we're using negative emotions. Anytime we're feeling those negative emotions, it could be anger, it could be stress, it could be fear, it could be boredom, sadness. We're using these negative emotions as feedback, bringing those areas to God. Say, you know, why am I feeling this way? Help me turn this area around. We're growing in the positive emotions and we're using negative emotions as feedback to make adjustments. Emotions are one of the greatest gifts that God's given us. They give us instant feedback, allowing us to make adjustments in our heart. Because often those times where we're having negative emotions, it's letting us know when something's not quite right in there, letting us make adjustments. In the area of our physical bodies, are we seeing fruit? Are we seeing progress in the way our bodies look, the way our body feels, and the way our body performs? Are we seeing fruit in those areas? In the area of our finances, are we walking out God's plan? Are we seeking first the kingdom of heaven? Are we seeing growth in our savings, in our investments, and in our giving and generosity at the same time? All three of those growing together. In our family, are we experiencing this greater level of connection? This greater level of connection, just bringing out the best in each other, helping each other reach our true potential. In the area of order, are we experiencing where things are getting higher and higher levels of order, where this grace is flowing, everything becomes so much easier, time is saved, everything is safe and protected because things are in their proper position. In the area of time, are we experiencing increased levels of productivity while at the same time having more extra time? We're getting more efficient. We're getting more done and we're getting it done in less time. God has the ability to multiply our time. Do you have the feeling like, you know what? I've got more than enough time. In the area of our purpose, are you experiencing a greater sense of just purpose and meaning in your life? Are you feel like you're getting set free to new levels in your purpose? Are you producing? Are you producing fruit in your life? Is that fruit multiplying and increasing greatly and impacting more and more people in the world, being a blessing to more and more people? We do that through doing business and doing ministry. We need the principles of both to do that. In the area of community, are you experiencing a greater sense of community, a greater sense of teamwork and people working together and just building from within inside a community? Some of the fruit we're looking to experience and we see growth in over time. Month to month, we can kind of track this. Now, we've been talking about over the last month, we did this last month, about installing some filters. What do we do with these filters? We take these filters and we begin to install them at the top of our journal. I like to do it every night before bed. To install a filter, what are these filters? These filters are just reminders of God's ways of doing things. It's a commitment to walking in His standard. We're just having a conversation with our kids the other night at dinner, talking about, you know, they're talking about how some people do certain things a certain way. I said, you know what? I don't care what they do. That's not our standard. God has called us to a higher standard. Whether people say it's okay or whatever they're doing, that's not our standard. What other people do is not our standard. What we think is best is not our own standard. Our standard is what God says is best. We walk by a higher standard in our lives. And these filters can help to remind us of that. So what I would tell you is, if you have an area of life that you feel like you want to see some growth in, you want to see some change in, what we do is we pick one of these filters. Just pick one. You might say, well, which one do I pick? I'm wavering back and forth. I don't know which one to pick. Doesn't matter. Just pick one. They're all different expressions of God's grace. They're all different expressions of the same thing. That's it. Just pick one and focus on it, because then the next month we're going to pick another one. And over time, we're going to keep coming back around to these, and hopefully we'll be at new levels every time we come back around again. So some of the filters, just overall abundant life. God is doing continually good for me. And I'm going to do the same for others. I'm going to do continually good for others. We're going to write that at the top of our journal. Every night, God is doing continually good for me, and I'm going to do the same for the others. And then when we're tempted to worry, we're tempted to stress, we got this reminder every night. Wait a minute, God's working behind the scenes. He's working behind the scenes. And when people do things to push our buttons or wrong us, we're tempted to retaliate or give them the silent treatment or withhold something good that we know to do. We have that temptation there. We're reminded, wait a minute, God doesn't do that to me. He gives me grace. I'm going to do continually good for others just like God has done for me. Then in the area of our soul, we want to see some growth in our soul. Here's a filter we can use. I'm growing in my positive emotions and using negative emotions as feedback. And we keep writing that at the top of the journal every night. Keep writing that at the top of the journal every night. In the area of our health, just a very short filter. My body is God's temple. My body is God's temple. And then we've got that reminder every night. I'm going to get my eating in alignment with that. I'm going to get my sleep and my rest and my energy in line with that. I'm going to get my fitness and exercise in line with that. I'm going to take care of the little parts of my body, keeping it clean, keeping it healthy, nourishing my body like it's God's temple. Help us navigate throughout the day. In the area of finances, I'm going to be seeking first God's kingdom by valuing relationships over money and being a good steward of everything God's entrusted to me. I'm going to seek first God's kingdom by valuing relationships over money and being a good steward of everything God's entrusted to me. Just a financial filter we can write at the top every night. In the area of family, I'm going to bring out the best in my family today. I'm going to bring out the best in my family today. Just write that every night. I'm going to bring out the best in my family. That's my goal today. I'm going to bring out the best in my family. In the area of order, a filter we can use. I'm maintaining everything in its proper position, including myself in the light. I'm maintaining everything in proper position, including myself in the light. In the area of time, you might say this: I'm focusing on God's plan today and producing things that last. I'm focusing on God's plan today, what he says is best with my time, and producing things that last. You could also add to that, God's given me more than enough time so that we stop rushing and hurrying through everything. You'd be amazed if you just start saying that, God's given me more than enough time, how your perspective will change. You're going to find very quickly, I have more than enough time. In the area of purpose, I'm going to seek God's unique plan for my life. God has a unique plan for each one of our lives, and I'm going to seek that plan. Every day, I'm going to seek that plan from him. He's got the plan. We're going to seek after him for that. In the area of community, we're supposed to be building this community where the whole community is aligned with God's kingdom, and every part is doing its work. So we can say this: I'm going to align my life with God's kingdom, and I'm going to be doing the work that he's called me to do. I'm going to be a good team member. I'm going to be in the position he's called me to. I'm going to be a good team member today and help other people be good team members as well, parts of the community as well. Now, whichever one you pick, like I said, you might be wavering back and forth. Which one do I pick? Doesn't matter. Just pick one and commit to it for the month, because we're going to go through them all, hopefully. So you pick one. And then we've got our table turners. This is one practical thing that you can do. One practical thing that you can do consistently that will help to turn the tables in that area to see extra growth. As far as our big picture, just abundant life, daily communion. We put out the daily communion meditations every day, just daily communion. Taking communion daily, you can follow along with the videos. That's what those are for. In the area of our soul, it's the imagination. Here's what I would recommend. Take a couple minutes before bed. Spend some time imagining the next day. Imagine God being with you the next day. And then I want you to pay attention to all those areas where you're tempted to get stressed or fearful or worried or whatever it may be. Those negative emotions get stirred up. Almost always there's a negative imagination playing in those. And learning to cast down those imaginations and to turn it back around quickly. And you can spend some time imagining the next day. You can spend some time imagining the day of the people that are close to you. You could step into their world and develop a higher level of understanding of what they might have going on in their life. In the area of our physical health, it's executing the daily communion workout. And I always add a second one on there, which is to have a song in your heart continually. There's music playing in God's temple. You think about David. He had it where there was music playing in God's temple all the time. Have a song in your heart continually throughout the day. One of the best things we can do to have our bodies be God's temple. In the area of finances, the number one table turner is partnership. Get in agreement with God on your finances. If you're married, get into agreement with your spouse. Do it together. If you have business partners or partners in some way other than God and your spouse, get in agreement and partner well together with people. It's the number one table turner for all of finances. In the area of family, it's cherishing. Cherishing is to keep people from pain and to give them the desires of their heart. Cherishing our family. You can use your imagination to step into their world and say, how can I be a blessing to them today? How can I bring out the best in them today? In the area of order, the goal is to put everything in position. And one of the ways that we do that is by honoring others, especially honoring levels of authority and understanding what leadership is for, these types of things. Honoring levels of authority because, you know, a lot of times the messes that we have where things are out of order is because people are rebelling. They're not honoring levels of authority. And leadership is not doing a good job of serving the people underneath them. It's understanding these levels of authority. In the area of time, number one thing we can do, stop rushing around. Let's rest in our soul and just start saying to yourself over and over, I've got more than enough time. God's given me more than enough time. He's given me more than enough time, more than enough time. It takes so much pressure off. In the area of our purpose, it's scribing and skill development. Scribing or hand copying passages of scripture and then reading them out loud. One of the greatest ways to increase our communication skills. You're going to see things in the Bible that you've never seen before. Helps to improve our communication skills. And then whatever God's called us to, there's some skills we got to be developing in the background. What skills are you developing over this next month? In the area of community, it's connection. How can we increase our connection? Just thinking of people, reaching out to them, connecting with people regularly is an important part of building community. So like I said, whichever filter you use, let's pick the table turner that goes along with that area and focus on executing that table turner consistently over this month. Just tracking your progress over the month with it. Now, upcoming schedule. So where are we in the year right now? We are just getting started with May. We are in the time right now between the Feast of First Fruits and the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost is coming up on June 5th of this year. Now, this is this time period right now. I think of it as a sprint to Pentecost. This is the time where Jesus is appearing to the disciples over 40 days, training them in the kingdom of God, preparing them, because a big shift is about to happen. Jesus is going back up to heaven, and the disciples are now about to take over. This thing is about to accelerate greatly. This is a time of great acceleration. This is also a time where you see by the day of Pentecost, everybody was in unity. It's a time to get unified, to come together, to get in unity, to grow in trust together. Now, as you look out over the next month, again, if you need to pause the video for a little bit here, as you look out over the next month, what are all the little things that need to happen? Maybe you need to get an oil change in your car. Maybe you need to do some work around the house. Maybe there's a bunch of little things, just odds and ends that you need to get done this month. Make a list of those things. We're going to be asking for God to help us with those things. Make a list of all of those little things that you need to get done. It does so much to increase our clarity when we get all those things out of our head and just start chipping away at that list. And then what's the one big thing to get done this month? What's one big step forward that you could take? One project, one big step forward that you know God's prompting you to take. What do you know to do this month? Another way to ask the question, what do you know to do this month? And let's get that one thing. Let's get it knocked out. Anything that you know needs to get done, let's start taking action on those things this month. So let's look at our verse here. Ecclesiastes 7:18. It says, whoever fears God will avoid all extremes. Whoever fears God will avoid all extremes. What does it mean to fear God? It's awe, it's reverence, it's respect, it's honor for God. One of the ways we honor God is to avoid extremes. We don't have to get into those extremes because we're trusting God to take care of things for us in many ways. What happens though is when we get into extremes, we get too far off this way. Almost always it causes this rebound effect where we shoot back across the other way and we have a hard time just staying in the middle. I believe God wants to help us build balanced lives, but we stay consistent and we stay balanced and we avoid the extremes. So Heavenly Father, we're asking for your help this month. We're asking for your help to stay on schedule, to stay in rhythm with you on your schedule and calendar and what you would have for us this month. We're asking that we would see increased growth and fruit this month, more than we've seen any other month before. We're asking for your help to install these new filters into our lives this month, that you would show us which filter you would like us to focus on each individually. And you would help us to execute that filter and to be walking in it and to see that growth in that area, to apply whatever table turner that we have and to use that table turner to turn that area around and to see accelerated growth in that area. And we're asking for your help that anything that we know to do this month, you would help us to walk that out together in partnership with you. It wasn't meant to be done on our own. It was meant to be done in partnership with you. And we're asking for your help to help us to avoid all extremes. That you would give us that little nudge back in the right direction if we ever start veering off into the extremes, Lord. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Just take a moment to remember the lead up to the cross. He was rejected by his own people, betrayed by his own disciple. He spit on and mocked and beat and whipped. crown of thorns on his head, nailed to the cross, nails on his hands and his feet, separated from God. It says it pleased God to crush him, smitten by God. He felt what it was like to be separated from God and to have God against him. But then on the other side, he's raised back to life. He's victorious over death. And that same victorious power now lives on the inside of us. He connects us back to God, makes us right and holy and perfect in his sight. We've got God on our side. Now we're connected back to him. Got this covenant relationship with him, this partnership with God. Father, we thank you for this bread and all that it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins." And it's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. It releases us from darkness and transfers us into the light. We can have this personal relationship with God. We can be children of God. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So let's remember, we talked about it this morning in our communion meditation. Let's remember who we are today. We are children of God. We're going to walk out our day in that identity as children of God, as God's dear children. Simple, childlike faith. He doesn't call us adults. He calls us children. Simple, childlike faith in him. And we're going to implement his way of doing things into our lives this month. We're going to walk in his standards, not the world's standards. We're going to walk in his standards for our life. Let's start working, implementing those filters tonight. Got a change of filters that happens tonight. Let's make a commitment to those higher standards of walking it out this month. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center. .com